It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Great day today. We're in the book of Acts, and we're going to begin reading with Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and we're going to read down through the 14th verse. And so please that you would be able to open your Bibles and follow along and enjoy the study today. And so while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to call us, our phone number here is 217-440-4402. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, and I'd love for you to check out the website. We've got many studies up there. Plan of Salvation, our Constitution is there, so you know exactly where we stand. It's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come unto you. Ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfast towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go unto heaven. When then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olive, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey, and when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew and Philip and Thomas and Bartholomew and Matthew and James the son of Alphaeus and Simon Zealots and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And we're going to end the reading right there and enjoy this precious study, but we'll begin with prayer first. Father, please, that you would guide and lead us today. Show us your way and will. It's so important, Father, that we can come and just enjoy it. Father, please bless us with your presence. We must have your Holy Spirit, that he will guide and lead us through this study today. And please that you will touch every word and use it to your honor and glory, Father, please. It is such a joy to be able to have these Bible studies and go across the airways and just please, Lord, use it in a mighty way. Touch the hearts of each and every one that's listening today, please. Just guide and lead us now. Bring those that do not know you as their Lord and Savior to you. Show them, Father, that they're lost. They need you. They need your Son, Jesus. Please, Father, we just pray and ask, Father, that you will touch every heart. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We kind of left it off there with the ninth verse. We've covered the eighth verse very well, but I wanted to read it. And now we get to the ninth verse, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And so he finished his work, and even after the work was finished, after the crucifixion, he died for our sins and took our sins away. And then he rose again, and then he was present for 40 days and seen by many, as we have read the scripture. And so now that this is finished, he is now seated at the right hand of God the Father, And he is our advocate, our great high priest. He has finished that work. We looked up last time Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. And also we looked up 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. But we did not get to 1 Timothy. And so we're going to look at one more verse of Scripture concerning this, and then we'll move on to the other Scriptures. And so here, if you would look up with me 1 Timothy. And again, if you don't have the opportunity to look up while we're doing this study, just write these verses of Scripture down so you can enjoy them later. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. 1 Timothy 2, 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. What a beautiful verse of Scripture for us to completely remember and understand. Our Lord Jesus, as it tells us here, has passed through the heavens with a real glorified body, flesh and bones. And in that body, he went to a literal place, the Father's house. And now there is a man, God-man, the Lord Jesus, in heaven. We just praise and honor him, and it gives us such a wonderful understanding of the resurrection of our bodies that we will have when we received our new body, our glorified body. Now, the Lord Jesus clearly tells us that you will be able to see his nail-scarred hands and the pierced side, and so we know that that body is his. And we too then will be identified with our bodies in some manner, in like manner. And so what a joy it is to be able to study and to see what has taken place. So now he's literally in his Father's house, God the Father, and he's seated at the right hand. Now verse 10, and while they looked steadfast towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. This cloud, and a cloud received him up out of their sight. This cloud, I believe, to be the same as the Shekinah glory cloud, the one that was viewed over the tabernacle, over the Holy of Holies. It was present some of the time whenever they were following after him in the Holy of Holies of the temple. It was the very cloud that led them out of Egypt, across the Red Sea to Mount Sinai. It's the same cloud that during the day led them through the wilderness and over to the Promised Land. Fire by night, cloud by day. I believe it to be the same cloud. Very, very joyful to read these verses of Scripture. Let's go to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Verses 2 and 3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. What a joy to know that he is returning. He's going to come back to get us. Yes, he was received up, and the cloud took him in, and he went home. But he will return. Now, there is the rapture of the church. We need to get the calendar of events straight. Where we are in Acts, chapter 1, there in the upper room, They are awaiting the arrival of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter that we've talked about so often. They are waiting for that event, and that event's going to take place on the day of Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost. And the precious scripture are never in error. You see, we have from the day of resurrection, there is 50 days till the day of Pentecost. 50 days, seven weeks plus one day. And if we look at the days that the Lord Jesus was here on earth witnessing his resurrection and his resurrected body, that was 40 days. So we know that they were in the upper room in Acts awaiting the arrival of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, 10 days later. So we have that schedule. Now, upon the birth of the church, upon the day of grace, which we're going to really enjoy that event when we get to the second chapter of Acts, the birth of the church. And we are still in the church age today. The Old Testament saints, they were kept in the dark concerning the church. They are looking for his second coming, when he's going to plant his feet upon this earth and rule and reign. Well, because the Jews, because Israel rejected the Lord Jesus Christ and still do. Yes, individual Jews are saved, but the nation of Israel as a whole has rejected the Lord Jesus. They have not accepted him as the Messiah, as the King of Kings, as the Lord of Lords. They will, but for all those that have lived until now, have died in vain and have went to hell because they have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. Because they've rejected it. So right now, we're in this church age. We're in this day of grace. And that day of grace has been on for 2,000 years. For almost 2,000 years. And as each one of those days pass, there will be a day when it will come to an end and Jesus will come and get us. As we'll read here in just a little bit concerning 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, he comes to get us. And he's going to take the church home. And then there's going to be 7 years of tribulation. And at the close of that 7 years is the next time that our Lord and Savior will plant his feet as king upon the mount. So if it would take place the very moment today that he would call his church home, this day of grace, the day that we're in right now, that it has never been simpler, never been easier, never been more exciting to come and invite Jesus into your heart than today. Don't miss it. Don't be caught up in some religion that's connected with works, because when I say a day of grace, it's God's grace that saves you and nothing else. No works. God's grace. So please, that you accept the fact that you're a sinner, and the Holy Spirit will show you that. And then the Holy Spirit will also introduce you to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and you accept him, please. Please, please accept him. And from that time on, you're sealed. You're kept. You're kept. Now, a lot of people don't want to believe in what they call eternal security. There's no question that once you come by faith to Jesus, that he saves you and he keeps you. Praise the Lord. So the next event for the church is the rapture. Let's go ahead and go to that verse of scripture, and then we'll come back to the return upon the earth. Okay, let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this I say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. That trump's going to sound. And Jesus will meet us in the air. He's not going to come down and plant his feet upon this earth at that time. And so when you talk about the second coming, yes, that is the second coming for the church, but not for Israel. The second coming for them will be at the end, because upon the leaving, upon going home into the presence of the Lord Jesus, into the presence of God the Father, bodily, as the Lord Jesus did, then that will usher in the tribulation period. And for 7 years, there's going to be a tribulation on this earth, and it's going to be nothing like you've ever seen. What we have going on today will be nothing. Nothing. The world hates Israel. Now, I praise the Lord that this country, the United States of America, stands with Israel. But few stand with them. We do. Because we understand the Word of God, and we understand that those that stand with Israel will be blessed. Those that stand against Israel will be cursed. So as long as we stand with Israel, and let's see that we do. Because I desire the blessings of God. I desire to honor God. Even though Israel has stood against the Lord Jesus, that's proof that God's word is true. Because even though they have continued to reject, God's going to give them one more chance, and that's during this tribulation period. He's going to have 144,000, 12,000 from every tribe that's going to preach the truth, the gospel. You're a sinner, you're lost, you need a Savior, you need Jesus. Now the sad thing is, during that tribulation period, many multitudes will be martyred because they have accepted Jesus. Now today, in many parts of the world, that can happen today. But today in this country, so far, we have the joy of living a free life, confessing the Lord Jesus Christ. So why don't you come and trust in him today? This is the event that's going to take place for the church. Now, let's go back to what we're talking about here when he says, and they tell him, so shall come in like manner as ye have seen him go unto the heaven. Okay, so as we look at this verse of Scripture, there are two events. One is the rapture of the church. He's going to meet us in the air. And then we have also the event that'll take place for the nation of Israel and all Gentiles. There's going to be many Gentiles that will be saved during that time. Let's go to the book of Daniel. Got several verses of Scripture here to look up. Daniel chapter 7. Let's go back to the Old Testament. Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. There was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. We see his coming, his time of planting his feet upon this earth and setting up his kingdom. That's what Daniel's talking about. And this is 500 years before Jesus, almost 600 years before Jesus was crucified and rose again. And yet Daniel was given this beautiful message of what was to come for the nation of Israel and for those Gentiles that chose not to come to Jesus right now. Let's go to Zechariah chapter 14, verse 4, while we're in the Old Testament here. I love the Old Testament. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 4. His feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof towards the east and towards the west, and there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall be removed towards the north, and half of it towards the south. That is going to be the coming of the Lord Jesus. That is going to be the day he plants his feet upon the mount. Now let's go to the New Testament, and let's go back to Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. When Jesus comes to get his church, the only ones that'll see him is the church, those that have are born again, believers, saved during the day of grace. But there will be a time when he comes and every eye shall see him. Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, the fourth verse. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Then shall ye also appear with him in glory. You see that when we come the second time, when he comes to return, the church is raptured. Marriage supper of the Lamb takes place at that time while the tribulation is taking place on earth. And then at the end of the tribulation, the end of the 7 years, when Christ comes to plant his feet upon the mount, we will be with him. We will be with him. 2 Thessalonians 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 through verse 10. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance upon them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. It's a joy to read this. Look at these verses of Scripture. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. You see, when Jesus plants his feet upon this earth the second time, not the rapture of the church, the 7 years later, judgment is coming. To who? To obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Period. The grace of God, not by works. If you're depending upon your works, if you're depending on some doctrine of your church, I plead with you that you will awaken and realize that you're mistaken. You've been misled. It is by grace and grace alone. Please, please call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in him. Please. And so now we have looked at his second return, his coming, and that's what events coming next. But for the church, it's going to be the rapture. But for the world that has rejected the Lord Jesus, and those, we pray that those will be saved. And Jesus tells us in his precious word that if those days had not be shortened, there would not be one flesh left. There would not be one person survived. He cuts it short, and he secures those that are saved, because they're going to usher into the millennial reign of Christ. And so we have these events set already in place. Rapture of the church is next, 7 years of tribulation. Then Jesus is going to come and bring judgment upon this earth. He's going to bring judgment. What a precious, precious day to be born again, not to face that tribulation period that's coming next. And so now that we come back to Acts, and we've just got a little bit of time left. We have seen this as we have read here, and they are told that he is returning, and you need to know that. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olive, which is from Jerusalem about a Sabbath day's journey. And so that is set. It's about 2,000 paces, 7.5 furlongs. You see, the Jews decided that you couldn't travel but so far. How did they set this up? Well, when they left Egypt and they had all the tribes and they had the tabernacle in the middle, the furthest point out was 2,000 paces to get to the tabernacle to bring your offerings and sacrifices. And so they figured that on the set that would be the right distance, a fair distance to travel on the Sabbath day. We'll allow you to come to the tabernacle, is what they're saying. And so, again, all these rules and laws and traditions that the Jews come up with are all unnecessary. What is necessary is that you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. You must know the Lord Jesus in him alone. You must be saved by grace. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?